Today's word is from the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 17. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. From where does the suffering of man begin? It begins from misunderstanding God. All the conflict and quarrels in relationship between teacher and students, or husband and wife, person to person, it all begins from misunderstanding each other. When we misunderstand God, then suffering comes. From the main verse we read, we can know God's heart towards Jerusalem. It is that God is among them, and He is the one to save them, and takes great delight in them. What does it mean that He takes great delight? It is that He is overwhelmed with joy and love. It overlaps with the heart of parents looking at their own adorable baby. The baby is so adorable that the parents cannot contain their joy. Such a joyful heart is in God. The book of Galatians best represents the gospel of liberty. What is the core teaching of Galatians? It is that only by grace and only by faith that we can be saved, not by our deeds. But then what does it mean by faith? What is it that we need to believe? It is the heart of God, which is the heart of joy. This joyful heart of God is not by our own deeds or works, but our existence itself brings joy to Him. For us, it's important to receive this heart of God with faith and live our life. It is said that children lacking physical affection has developmental issues. For us, we are always children before God and need to be fed by His love. Therefore, we should not misunderstand Him. He is not emotionless. We should know this heart of God that takes great delight in us and always look to the face of God who loves us with an eye of faith. Many people live not thinking that God could also be joyful. Let us turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 16. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. It says that God engraved us on the palms of His hands, and He is the one whom we believe. What does it mean that He engraved us on the palms of His hands? It means that He will always look at us, and He will remember us for sure. In other words, He will never forget us. We say that you are the apple of my eye, and that is how God loves us. As children of God, hope you don't misunderstand Him, but rather know that He engraved you on the palms of His hands and takes great delight in you. Thus, hope you can also be able to live with joy and grateful heart. Let us pray. Dear loving Father God, we give you thanks, and we wish to meditate on the world of joy that is found in you, and also we wish to dwell in your love without any misunderstanding toward you. We thank you and we pray it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.